North Alabama is full of adventure. If you love food, we've got it. If you love festivals, we've got them. If you love the outdoors, we've got plenty of places to explore. Whatever you love, we're sure to have something for you. For all things North Alabama, check out northalabama.org.
It's bow time. Sometimes the holiday season is your busy season. You gotta get a tree, decorate the tree, stop your 8-year-old from climbing the tree, buy presents, wrap presents, return presents, hogtie some garland, hunt down those decorative pine cones, and take in the warm glow of red and green traffic lights. Mostly red. Why not drop a big bow box on it? Because with a sleigh full of boneless or bone-in chicken, biscuits, fixings, and tea, if it's Christmas time, it's bow time.
With a house surrounded by pine trees planted in 1961, April and I knew it was time to do something about it. So we called James Paul. With over 25 years in the business, James Paul Tree Service offers their knowledge and experience, along with honesty and dependability, which gives you peace of mind when it comes to tree removal, tree cleanup, and clearing. Give James Paul a call at 256-777-0711.
Before they fall, give James Paul a call.
Boutique Air in Muscle Shoals, Alabama offers direct flights to Atlanta and Pensacola. Boutique Air service runs twice daily, 7 days a week, with fares starting at $59. Follow Boutique Air Muscle Shoals on Facebook at Boutique Air MSL and book your flight through BoutiqueAir.com. Boutique Air.
Where you can fly private for the cost of commercial.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark Wyatt Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
Hey y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark Wyatt Show.
Hi, this is Maggie Peterson. I played Charlene Darling on The Andy Griffith Show, and you are listening to The Mark Wyatt Show.
Hi folks, this is Ricky Skaggs, and you're listening to The Mark Wyatt Show.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark Wyatt Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark Wyatt Show. My daddy is your host, Mark Wyatt.
Welcome to another edition of The Mark Wyatt Show. I'm glad that you can be with us today as we head out to Cabot, Arkansas, to speak with Hannah Anderson and Regina Joyner. Now, we're talking about a very special young man that I recognized with the Mark Wyatt Show's Cool Kid Award. Glad to be able to honor and recognize Bryson in that way. I found out about Bryson thanks to my friend Sean Dietrich, also known as Sean of the South. He posted about Bryson. Gigi had messaged him or emailed him about Bryson, and he shared about Bryson's situation, and it was a great post by Sean, and I appreciate his kindness, his kind heart, his willingness to share about these young people and recognize Bryson in this way. Welcome to the Mark Wyatt Show, Hannah and Regina.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Glad to have you both. And I know it's a very difficult time right now as Bryson faces, I believe, what is lymphoma?
Yes.
How long, Hannah, have you known that Bryson had this cancer battle?
On August 15th of this year, 2021, he was having some chest pains, and the week before we had dealt with a different like urgent care here locally, and they really didn't find anything, so they gave us some steroids to kind of help, you know, with the pain in case it was, you know, something of that sort, but a bronchitis or something like that. So, and then on the 15th, he woke up and he couldn't hardly bend over to put his shorts on, to get ready for the day because he just was in a lot of pain on his chest. And so I just told my husband, Sam, that, we just need to go to Children's and see if they can figure out what's wrong. And after a long day of spending time in the Arkansas Children's Hospital ER here in Little Rock, they did, you know, some tests, did some blood work. They said, oh, it's probably just pleurisy, and they were just about to discharge us. And they did a final vital check, and his temp went sky high to almost 103 degrees, and the doctor stopped him in his tracks, and he said, wait a minute, this is not right, and we're going to have to admit you so we can do further testing. They found that he had a huge mass in his abdomen and then several other masses from his neck down to his thighs. They pretty much knew what kind of cancer it was at seeing that, seeing the scans, but after the biopsy to confirm, it was stage 3 Burkitt's lymphoma. So right then he was admitted, and they started him on his first round of chemo, and the first 2 months from August to September, we basically spent the majority of our time at Children's. I think we may have spent 5 days total at home before he would run fever, and we would have to take him back to Children's. And so it just all started from pretty much August 17th is when we found out what it was.
With it being August, Hannah, that means that it was right around the start of the school year. Did Bryson get into his sixth grade year at all?
No, the 15th was actually the day before school started here. And that's when we took him to Children's on that Sunday. And so he didn't get to start his first day. And on the second day of school is when we found out his diagnosis. And so since then, the Cabot School District has been really wonderful and understanding, and offered to let him just be a homebound student. And he has he does Google Meet with his teacher and when he can. And they are completely understanding about, you know, there might be days to weeks that he's just not able to look at a computer screen or anything like that. And his teacher pretty much tells me every time his schoolwork is here when he's ready. And so he's been able to continue school that way.
It takes me back to 1992 when I myself was homebound and had to miss half of the seventh grade. The school worked with my grandparents very well, and I had a lady come to the house, and I had another friend who would spend time with me tutoring me during that time. So I completely understand. Of course, technology has changed since 1992, and it wasn't on the computer, and it wasn't being able to FaceTime or anything like that. But I do understand what that's like to be homebound and then not be with your fellow classmates, and that can be tough too, to not have that association with those at your school.
Right.
So right now he is about to start his fifth round of chemo. How is Bryson holding up when it comes to the chemo?
He does not look forward to the day that we have to go back and get started. He, you know, he has a port in his chest, and they access that, you know, like an IV every time. And I think that's the most painful part that he just is so anxious about. And every time, and he just looks at me and says, I just don't want to do this anymore. And, you know, he gets a little discouraged because he's ready for it to be done. But, you know, we just try to keep encouraging him and say, you are going to fight this, and we are right here with you. I haven't left this side the whole time. I actually work at a school here in Cabot, and I went to his dad stayed with him those first 2 days that school had started because I needed to go to work, and I ended up having to take a leave of absence for this school year so that I could be with him and take him to every appointment and stuff. So anyway, I've just been trying to encourage him, and sometimes, you know, coming from me every time is not as encouraging. I think it gets old for him, but you know, shout outs from you and then from Sean has really encouraged him to keep going.
He has. This is Gigi. When they go through chemo, his days are, you know, in the bed, and he starts to get nauseated, and he has 5 to 6 days of chemo, and then usually he comes home on the next day, and what has been happening the last 4 months is he will take chemo and then come home, and within 5 to 6 days, he starts running fever. He won't eat, and we have to take him back to the hospital. And then he's back in the hospital getting fluids, blood, platelets, lipids, and, you know, everything to keep him going, antibiotics for the fever, for any infection that may. And when his blood is so low, you know, we all have to wear masks, and he has to keep contact to a minimum. And those are the low days. Those are the days that, you know, as Hannah and myself, we walk in, his dad, those are the days we just want to cry to see him there hurting.
And that can be tough for siblings as well. And I believe that Bryson has a sister. Is that right?
Yes, and she's 5. She started her kindergarten year this year at the same school that I worked at. I think that was probably the hardest because she was looking forward to going to school with mom every day, and then that had to stop after the second day. And she's been, at the beginning, it was really hard for her because the majority of our time, my time and Bryson's time, was spent at the hospital. And, you know, their policy because of COVID and the pandemic, they don't allow any children under 18 up there. And so she hasn't been able to go up there to visit at any time. Usually on a day, on the weekend, my husband will come up and bring her, and me and him switch out. He stays with Bryson, and me and her will go eat lunch or something to spend some time together. But it's been very challenging to figure out what makes her comfortable. And there were a lot of times that my husband had to have Gigi come over at night and rock her to sleep because she was just so upset, you know, that I wasn't here. It's been challenging to keep her comfortable and understanding, because she's just 5. She doesn't understand everything that Bryson's going through in the process.
Well, I think it's always nice to be able to recognize those siblings, because I've talked to family after family, and whether they're 5 years old, 10 years old, or a teenager, there has to be some understanding of what their sibling is going through to be supportive of that. And I love to see siblings, of course, that rally around their fellow sibling and want to try to be supportive of them and be there for them. And I know that's difficult. I do want to make sure that she knows that the Mark White Show cares about her too. I want the very best for both Bryson and your daughter.
Thank you.
Right now we're talking to Hannah Anderson and Regina Joyner, who is also known as Gigi. We're talking to them in Cabot, Arkansas. When we come back, we're going to talk about an email that Gigi sent to Sean Dietrich, Sean of the South. And also, I want to share about the fundraiser. I want you, as a listener, to have an opportunity to help this family. I want you to follow Pray for Bryson on Facebook. That's a group that you can follow and support this effort, Pray for Bryson. Bryson is the recipient of the Cool Kid Award from the Mark White Show, and I'm very excited about that, to be able to recognize Bryson. And I hope you'll stick with us as we continue this conversation. You are listening to the Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White. Something good today. A little wink, a pat on the back, a big old hug, a little laugh. We can.
can make a difference. All we have to do is try. Yeah, every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
It's bow time. Sometimes the holiday season is your busy season. You gotta get a tree, decorate the tree, stop your 8-year-old from climbing the tree, buy presents, wrap presents, return presents, hogtie some garland, hunt down those decorative pine cones, and take in the warm glow of red and green traffic lights. Mostly red. Why not drop a big bow box on it? Because with a sleigh full of boneless or bone-in chicken, biscuits, fixings, and tea, if it's Christmas time, it's bow time.
North Alabama is full of adventure. If you love food, we've got it. If you love festivals, we've got them. If you love the outdoors, we've got plenty of places to explore. Whatever you love, we're sure to have something for you. For all things North Alabama, check out northalabama.org.
Experience the difference at Athens Bible School. The vision and purpose is to provide each student a quality education in a Christ-centered environment to develop the whole person spiritually, mentally, physically, and socially in safe and supportive surroundings. The solid biblical foundation permeates learning and culture in the classrooms and every extracurricular activity.
With over 25 years in the business, James Paul Tree Service offers their knowledge and experience, along with honesty and dependability, which gives you peace of mind when it comes to tree removal, tree cleanup, and clearing. Give James Paul a call at 256-777-0711.
Before they fall, give James Paul a call.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15220A Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
Your Dependable Service Center.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. And one smile can make a difference. Na 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 na. Na 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 na. Someone loves you, I do.
Drives into the city, works extra hard all day. Finishes up early so he can get away. Cause there's a blue-eyed kid on second base, wants dad to watch him play.
Welcome back to the Mark White Show. I'm glad that you can be with us today as we have taken the show to Cabot, Arkansas to talk to Hannah Anderson and Regina Joyner, also known as Gigi to Bryson. I'm glad to have both of them on the line as we try to support, pray for Bryson, support this effort, and welcome back to the Mark White Show, Hannah and Gigi.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Now, Gigi, you sent an email to Sean Dietrich, also known as Sean of the South. What response did you expect from Sean?
Well, I started following him, it's been many months ago, when Mike Rowe shared one of his stories, and I just fell in love with his writing and how he can make people feel positive and good about themselves and just tell really down to earth stories. And last week, Bryson came home last Thursday after being in the hospital about 9 days because he had started running fever, high fevers. And he had been in the hospital for 9 days, and I had gone up there to pick him up from the hospital, and he was weak. He didn't want anybody to talk to him. He was tired. His bones were so sore. And he didn't want anyone to touch him. And as a grandmother, as his Gigi, it just broke my heart. And I'm a Christian and a praying mother, grandmother. And Saturday, I was just, Lord, what can I do? And I thought, I would reach out to Sean and just see what could you say to him to encourage him, because we've tried to love on him and say, you've got this. And he was just at the point last Thursday. He just didn't want to hear anymore. He was just really done with everything. And so I reached out to Sean just to see, with his wit and his honesty and his openness, that he might, whatever he could say would touch Bryson in some way, a stranger, somebody other than family. And I did it in love, and Sean gave back in love. And I just am truly thankful that he responded. And I had sent him a picture of Bryson, and he said, he messaged me and said, can I use this picture? And I said, absolutely. I was just thinking he was going to tell me a story personally. I didn't know he would write about it, but we have gotten people responding to us of encouragement, and we show Bryson, you know, look at all these people saying, you've got this, you can do this, and it's been a blessing.
You know, maybe Gigi and Hannah, maybe Bryson doesn't know the impact that he is having on you in your family and then outside of your family when you think about an 11-year-old about to start the sixth grade going through this challenge and what he's actually teaching to those around him.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He's definitely brought us closer in our faith. And I tell everyone, you know, that asks about him, he has so much resilience. And, you know, at the beginning, you know, I think maybe before it really hitting what was going on, he didn't care about anything that was really going on with him. He was more worried about me and his dad having to sleep on the couch in the hospital. He looked at the nurses and he said, can we not get another hospital bed in here so my mom and dad don't have to sleep on the couch? And you know, unfortunately, they couldn't do that. But that, I just looked at him and I said, Bryson, you don't have to worry about me and Dad. We will be here no matter what we have to sleep on. And several times through the beginning months, he would say, Mom, I'm so sorry. I'm sorry you're having to help me do this. And, you know, because there was a lot of things physically that he was not able to do that he required my help. And I said, Bryson, I am here to... this is what I'm here to do. I'm here to take care of you. I said, my mom, Gigi, took care of me when I had to go through things. And he's teaching me more about positivity, I guess. Just knowing that it's going to be okay. You know, there are days that he's just really down and isn't so positive. But the majority of the time, he is teaching us, you know, how to trust God and to lean on him throughout this process.
And that's exactly what I'm seeing through the Pray for Bryson page. And that's why I want people to go to Pray for Bryson on Facebook. I want them to follow Bryson's journey. I want them to be an encouragement to Bryson, because he can certainly encourage them. I actually addressed the passage on the t-shirt, which was Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. And I mentioned that I appreciated the fact that that verse is on there, and I believe that Bryson can do all things through Christ which strengthens him. And that's an important message that's on that t-shirt, for him to know that he's guided beyond what you all can do, what I can do, what Sean can do, what anybody else can do. And we have a fundraiser right now that I want people to be able to support. Tell us a little bit about the lady that started the fundraiser who wants to help your family in this way, Hannah.
That is my sister-in-law, my brother's wife. And she's also a graphic designer. She designed the logo on the shirt as well. And she has been just a huge factor in helping us.
Behind the scenes.
Behind the scenes. Help us financially, you know, without me working, it's been, and then we have hospital bills and, you know, even gas to and from the hospital. We live about 30 minutes one way from the hospital, but, you know, she actually lives right down the road from me and has been a big help along with my mom, especially when we are in the hospital. You know, she will help mom take care of things around the house and keep my house going with laundry and different things. But she started that to, she started several different things that I never would have even thought to do to help. And so
she started the GoFundMe, and then the Bonfire t-shirt website. And then there were some, she's also does the Osborne book.
Mm-hmm.
And they did a little fundraiser for the books. And so she's a blessing. Erin Miles is her name. And Erin is the sweetest daughter-in-law.
That's great. And I think about the team that comes together when a situation arises like this. And maybe Hannah and Gigi, you don't realize until something like this happens with Bryson that you have so many people who are there to support you. And I know that it doesn't take away from what Bryson is facing with the lymphoma, but it has to give you some strength to have that support yes. system around you.
I've told several people before, I did not realize the army of prayer warriors that we have behind us. And there's just different people that have come that I don't even know. One of the ideas that Erin came about was an Amazon wish list, and you know, just to kind of give Bryson some things to do in the hospital, and you know, things to look forward to getting and different things like that. And there were people that sent gifts from his wish list, from one person from New York. I don't even know that person. And there's been people all over that are praying for him. And, you know, they'll send me encouraging messages on Facebook. And they just start out, I know you don't know me, but I've been following your Bryson's story. I just want to tell you that we've been through the same thing. You know, there's a lot of people that have gone through the same thing with their children or grandkids. And it's just encouraging to hear those stories.
And I want more people to be encouraging to you both and to Bryson. I want him to be able to face this with as much strength as he can muster up in his 11-year-old body and be able mm-hmm. to face this fifth round of chemo as he goes through that. Just know that there are a lot of prayers going his way, and that the Mark White Show, along with Sean Dietrich, Sean of the South, support Bryson. And I want people to go to the Pray for Bryson page. Bryson is spelled B-R-Y-S-O-N. I want them to be able to follow that page and then support the GoFundMe, because they can go to GoFundMe.com and then search Pray for Bryson, again, Bryson, B-R-Y-S-O-N, and they can donate. But if they'll follow the Pray for Bryson page on Facebook, that group, then there's a lot of different ways that people can help, whether it's through the Bonfire t-shirt fundraiser, through the GoFundMe, through prayers, and I'm sure there are going to be other ways that people can also support your family.
Yes, yes. He was supposed to start his chemo tomorrow, but I received a call about an hour ago, and he had a PET scan yesterday morning just to kind of see, you know, the progress and what the impact that the chemo he has done. They found that he still has a spot in his lower abdomen, which he actually yesterday started complaining of being in some pain there at that same spot. So right now the chemo has been pushed off at least a day. We're going to go, they want us to come in for some blood work, and then they are going to meet with a team of surgeons and radiologists to discuss the next steps. I'm not sure if they're going to want to biopsy that spot. They've done other PET scans before, and that spot has been there, and they just really thought that this next scan wouldn't show anything, and that spot is still there, and so they're going to look at possibly doing a biopsy to see if it is still part of the tumor or if it's infection, and then go from there on the next step. So that fall kind of changed within the last couple of hours.
But we need people to pray with us.
Well, just know, Hannah and Regina, that the Mark White Show is here to support you and Bryson and your family during this time. I appreciate, again, Sean Dietrich, Sean of the South, for sharing this message about Bryson, because if Mike Rowe doesn't share about Sean Dietrich and Sean Dietrich doesn't share about Bryson, then Mark White doesn't know about Bryson. But now I do. And the next person leads to the next person, and that's the way it grows, and that's the way we build this army, right?
Yes. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. I appreciate you both joining me here on the Mark White Show today.
Thank you.
Thank you. We appreciate you.
Yes.
Absolutely. Folks, here on the Mark White Show, we're recognizing difference makers like Bryson and his mom, Hannah, and his grandmother, Gigi, and his family's support system, and those who have been a part of this very special army for Bryson to support him. If you appreciate recognizing difference makers, I want you to share the show with your family, your friends, and your neighbors. I want people to follow Pray for Bryson through Facebook. I want them to support the GoFundMe. I want them to support this effort to help this family in Cabot, Arkansas. You can do this. You can be an encouragement to Bryson Anderson, and I want you to do that. I also want you to follow the Mark White Show on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and LinkedIn. That's where you'll find a lot of difference-making stories. That's where you'll be encouraged and hopefully inspired to make a difference yourself. And then also follow the Mark White Show podcast via Apple iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, Audioboom, SoundCloud, Blueberry, YouTube, and TuneIn Radio. You have been listening to another edition of the Mark White Show, and this is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
To live and love in my hometown. Ah, these are my kind of people.
Hey folks, right now I'm with Quentin Ingram as we talk about the second annual ADC Junior Bicycle Giveaway taking place at Foodland in Elgin.
Hey, this is Quentin Ingram. I just wanted to let y'all know that we are receiving donations, bicycles that you want to bring out. I will be there 7 to 5 almost every day. You can reach the store at 256-247-1958. Or you can reach me on my cell phone, which is 256-275-6275.
We hope you'll support the second annual ADC Junior Bicycle Giveaway in honor of Antonio Dion Clark Jr. Located in Tuscumbia, Alabama, the Alabama Music Hall of Fame honors Alabama's music achievers. You can even go into the recording studio and try out your talents as a singer. That's the Alabama Music Hall of Fame, located at 617 Highway 72 West in Tuscumbia, Alabama. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Give them a call at 256-381-4417. Check them out on the web at alamhof.org. Boutique Air in Muscle Shoals, Alabama offers direct flights to Atlanta and Pensacola. Boutique Air service runs twice daily, 7 days a week, with fares starting at $59. Follow Boutique Air Muscle Shoals on Facebook at Boutique Air MSL and book your flight through BoutiqueAir.com. Boutique Air,
where you can fly private for the cost of commercial.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama.
Now that was a great Christmas morning.
Oh, it looks like you have one more gift under the tree, son.
An alternate roofing system installed by a GAF Master Elite Contractor and a GAF Golden Pledge Warranty?
Keep looking.
Whoa, a 25-year Thompson Roofing Workmanship Warranty backed by GAF? Thanks, Dad.
Don't thank me.
Santa?
No, Santa is not really licensed and insured. You can thank Thompson Roofing and Construction. They've been serving North Alabama and South Tennessee communities for years.
Wow.
I just went to 256roofing.com and set up an appointment for a free inspection and quote. Contact Thompson Roofing and Construction today at 256roofing.com. 256-952-3309. Now, did you check your stocking?
Seamless gutters. Thanks, Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Oh, won't you hear me, people, when I say, well, let's all do something good today.